asking you to please get your Bibles and turn with me today to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4. Bless you. Philippians, the fourth chapter, I'm reading verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We thank God for the reading of those verses. And the Lord has given me to preach this morning from this subject. I have the peace of God. Yes. To the people of God, to the people of God, God's children, I have the peace of God. Thank God for peace. Thank God for the peace that God gives us. As we look at this fifth verse again, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let your moderation be known unto all men. As people of God, we are to let our light shine, saints. We are to show patience. We are to show the love and kindness that God has given to us. We need to never forget that we are children of God and we are ambassadors for the Lord. The world is not The world can't do that. Let me say it that way. The world can't show the love of Christ. But the moderation, let the moderation, the gentleness, the forbearance. As people of God, we need to understand that there are some things that we're going to have to endure. And we endure it for the sake of the Lord. But I want us to never forget what God is telling us, that I have the peace of God. Yes. And when you have that inner peace, it makes a world of difference. Now, we know that Jesus is our peace. Jesus has brought us back into a right relationship with the Father. But this morning, we're looking at the peace that troubles you, disturbs you. We're going to look at the things that affect us as human beings. And the Word of God wants us to yet know that I have the peace of God. Verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. In other words, let's not, as people of God, be anxious. Let us not be worrying. It says, be careful for nothing. And that's what God means, saints. Let us not be worried and anxious about things that come into our lives and we have no control over it. If you can't change it, it doesn't matter and it's not going to help you worry about it. God, it says, be careful for nothing. And this is what we as people of God, we're going to have to remember what God says and we're going to have to do what he says. As I said, we hear the news like everyone else. We hear all the terrible things that's happening here in our city. We hear all the terrible things that's happening worldwide. We see the disasters that take place. But here God is saying that let's not be anxious. Let's not be anxious. We, as individuals, we have situations in our family. Amen. There are things in our families that we can't control. Amen. And God is saying, don't be anxious about it. Amen. We can't control it. If you can't control it, God is saying, saints, We have the peace of God, and let's not worry about it. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, tells us to cast all our cares upon him because he careth for us. Think about that for a moment. Those things that will trouble us, family problems, job problems. See, there are some folks are concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about being laid off. They're concerned about being fired. They're concerned about, I don't know if my contract is going to be renewed. Well, worrying about it, let me tell you what it'll do for you. It'll make you ineffective. It will line you up to get fired because you won't be doing the best job that you can. God says don't worry about it. If they fire you, what can you do about it? Nothing but look for another job. God is telling us, don't worry about it. There are situations that we just can't control. Amen. You know, we go off and we get in the airplane. If we get in the airplane to fly, we got to not worry about it. Amen. We got to put our confidence in God. Amen. We got to ask God to protect us and believe that God is going to protect us. Amen, saint. But worrying about it, you sit there and y'all know when you're in the airplane, it makes sounds. Even it makes sounds. Sometimes it's just nothing, just hum, and then those engines will make a different sound, and then folks are looking, and then you get with turbulence sometimes. And we ran into a little turbulence going up to Illinois, and the pilot said it's because that cold front that was coming to Florida, and y'all found out about it when that strong winds came, but it caused the plane to rock. But here, you got to understand that, why worry about it? Talk to God about it. Amen. We got to have confidence. This is the thing that God is trying to tell us. We have the peace that we need when we put our trust in God. We got to trust him. So he says, cast all your cares upon me. Cast all of them. Children trouble. Husband trouble. Wife's trouble. Job's trouble. Neighbor's trouble. Sisters and brothers trouble in your family. Amen. Stranger troubles. All these troubles and cares that would cause you to be anxious. God is telling us this morning as people of God that I have the peace of God. We have it, saints. That's what God has given to us, the peace. His peace, God has given us his peace. So he says, he's given us how to handle this. He says, cast all your cares. Not some of them, because sometimes we figure out, we think, well, I can handle this. No, God said cast all of them. Because we find out that the word of God lets us know that God's way is not our way. The way we're going to handle it, sometimes we make the situation worse. God says, give them to him. He cares for us. Isn't that a wonderful blessing that somebody's going to take your problems? This is what God is telling us. Give me your problems. I have given you the peace. And when you're given to me, leave them there. Amen. This is what God is saying to us, saints. Give them to him. You can't solve them. Worrying about them will kill you. It'll destroy you. And God has made a way for us not to be destroyed by being anxious and worried. He says, cast them on me because he cares for us. Oh, I thank God. Then as we continue to look at this, we see here that in that sixth verse again, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Here's how God wants us to handle these things. Here's how God wants us to handle the job trouble, the family trouble, the neighbor trouble, the children trouble, the sisters and brothers trouble, and whatever trouble comes our way that will make us anxious. God says, give them to him first, but then this is what he wants us to do. He says, but in everything, by prayer, pray, saints. Prayer changes things. Prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is talking to our Father. As children of God, God is our Father. Amen. We can go to God. We can talk to God, and God will hear us. If you're a child of God, God knows you, and God will hear you. So pray. Pray about it. You know, sometimes the devil want to discourage you because you pray. That's what the Bible tells us to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray. This is what God has given to us. As you pray, it's an outlet. It causes those things that will build up on you to be released. Those problems, you can tell God, Lord, bring peace again between me and my sister or my brother. Lord, help me. Help me to do my best job on this job. And if they turn me loose, God, I know that you have another job for me. This is what God wants us to do. Pray about it. Say, pray in everything by prayer and supplication, petitions. Petitions. It's all right to ask God for what we want. As children of God, we have a right. God has granted us that privilege. We can have petitions and go to God and say, God, if it's your will. Now, remember now, say, if it's your will, because we want God's will to be done in our lives. Pray about it. Petition God with thanksgiving. Don't forget to thank God for what he's done for you. Amen. See, a lot of times people are so concerned about what they want God to do, they forget about what he's already done. You ought to say, to God, I thank you that you're willing to take these problems. Lord, I thank you that you will hear me. God, I thank you how you've blessed me. We sing the song, down through the years, God has been good to us. We need to think about those things that God has already done, and we need to offer the praise of thanksgiving to God. Amen. God is worthy of our praises. He's worthy of every thanks that we send up to him, saints. Oh, I thank God. So God said, with thanksgiving, pray, have your petitions with thanksgiving. And then it said, let your request be made known unto God. Think about that for just one moment. Let your request, the things that you have and things that you are in need of, you can let God know all about it. Let your request be made known. Well, somebody said, well, God knows what I'm going through. What the Bible says, let your request be made known to God. Of course God does. God knows what we're going through. God knows what the future is. But God has a way. And as obedient children, we have to follow God's way. Let your request be made known unto God. Think about that for a moment. We're talking to God who has all power. We're talking to a God who can change the hearts and the mind of man. We're talking to a God who somebody said it won't be, and God said, yes, it will, and he will make a way for you. We're talking to the Father who can open closed doors. We're talking to a Father who can make a way out of no way. Oh, let your request be made known unto God. Amen, because God has all power, and saints, he's our God. If you're a child of God, he's your father. And we have peace. Amen. We can take these things to God, and this is the key. Leave them there. Leave them there. Because we need to understand, God's time framing is not ours. Sometimes it takes longer than we thought it was going to take. But this is one thing we know. God is never late. Can I get an amen? God is always on time. We need to know that when I go to God with my petitions, he heard me. He did not forget it. I did what he said, and God is going to answer me because he's promised us in his word that he would answer us. And God cannot lie. If God says he will answer, he will answer. We just have to wait on the Lord. And as you wait, don't doubt. As you wait with confidence. You wait knowing that God heard me. We know that God heard us, hears us, because he told us he does. And we wait with confidence knowing that at the right time, at the right moment, God will be there. Oh, he's a right now God. He's a God who is never late and he's always on time. So we have to wait with confidence knowing that we talk to the God who has all power in his hand. Saints, do we understand there's nothing God cannot do? God does righteous things all the time. And there's no problem that we give to God that he can't solve. There's nothing we take to God that he has to try to figure out, what am I going to do? God knows everything. And God just wants us to have confidence in him. God wants us to maintain the peace that he's given us. Jesus knew we would have trouble in this world. Jesus said they hated him. If they hated him, they're going to hate us. And not only that, they hated God. So if they hated God, they hated Jesus, they're going to hate us. And he let us know we don't have to worry about it. Amen. Because he overcame the world. And Jesus will cause us to overcome the world. We don't have to worry about the haters in our life. What God wants us to do is pray for them. Pray that God will save them. Folks who hate you, they can't go to heaven. They are not going to heaven. They need the prayers of the righteous. We need to pray and say, God, have mercy on them. So we're praying to a God who does not know impossibilities. He works in the realm of impossibilities. Amen. When they got to the Red Sea, no one had ever seen water stand up. But God caused the water to stand and provided dry ground for the children of God to go through. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. And then he did it again because he parted the Jordan and let people go through. God is a mighty God. Amen. And we need to have confidence in the God we serve. We need to know that we're serving a God who does not know impossible things. All things are possible with God. Oh, I thank God. All right, so we find out that God is telling us what we need to do. Cast them. Give them to God. I used this illustration before, and I'm going to use it again. If somebody came in here and said, Tuesday night when y'all come in here, I'm going to have my checkbook, and every bill you got, I'm going to pay them off in full. I'd have a Tuesday night attendance then. Oh, they'd be here early. Probably be waiting for them to open the gate. Well, God does better than that. God does better than that. Amen, because invariably you're going to make some more bills. But I want you to know that God, if we have confidence in a man, and some folks will come and they haven't even seen it, we need to know we can have confidence in God. Man lies. But God never lies. God cannot lie. God only speaks true. All right, let's look at the next verse as we continue. Verse 7. I have the peace of God. I thank God for it. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. All right, let's back up to verse 6 again, because it ties in, and we got to hopefully get the big picture of what God is telling us. He says, don't be anxious for anything, nothing, but pray about it. Have petitions. But with your prayer and petition, be thankful. Then he says, then tell me those things that you need. Let me know the request. Give me your request. Then, when you do that, look what God says in verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When you do what God says, this is God's promise to us. The peace of God. It passeth all understanding. And we can say amen to that because there have been things in our lives, there's been trouble, it just looked like a high as a mountain, but yet we weren't worried about it because we had confidence in God. God will give you peace in the middle of the storm. Can I get an amen? That's the kind of God we serve. He's a God who knows all about us. God knows us, and we need to have that confidence in God. So the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. You know, in Isaiah 26, chapter 3rd verse, the scripture says, thou will keep thee in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. God said, thou will keep us in perfect peace. We got to keep our hearts and mind on the Lord. Because he trusteth in thee. If you trust God, you can't doubt God. If you doubt God, you don't trust God. The devil will bring these things back to you and try to get you to accept them and to pick them up again. But that's not with God's way. He said, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." You see what God is telling us? Whose mind? He already told us to cast our cares. And if you cast our cares to him, then, and we've given him, we shouldn't be worried about it, those things, because we ought to say it's in God's hand. And if it's in God's hand, we know that God has the power to take care of it. He has the ability to take care of it. So once we've given it to God, then God said he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Our minds now are not on our sister and our brother and our job. We've given those to God. Our mind is on our Heavenly Father, the Maker, who can make my sister act right, who can make them want to fire me but can't fire me. He can make the enemy run away the other way. God, if we keep our mind stayed on him. Because he trusteth in thee. Our trust is in God. Saints, your trust should be in God. Remember this now. We live by faith and not by sight. Things look terrible and we don't see a solution, but our faith is in God. We know that things look terrible and we don't see our way out. I don't have to see my way out when I have my faith and confidence in God. God is our way out. God is our way maker. God will make things right. God will fix it for us. God will cause these things to go away. But until he caused them to go away, we're going to keep our minds on the Lord. Because I'm going to remember now, I have the peace of God. So he gives us a peace which passes all understanding. The folks in the world look at us and can't figure out why we are yet pleasant. Because some of the things they see happen to us on the job, they see how they treat you. They see how you've been doing this, and they'll bring somebody else and promote them over you. They see, and you don't act ugly, and you don't talk about them, and you don't say mean things, and you don't slack off. They don't understand it. The world say, if that was me, I'd go in and I'd give them a piece of my mind. They don't understand that we have given those things to God and God is working for us. He said he would keep us in perfect peace and God will do just that. Amen. I thank God. So he said, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Keep our hearts and our minds. You know, the devil likes to work on your mind. The devil likes to bring doubt. The devil wants to remind you, you've been praying for this for 5 years and God still hasn't answered you. That's all right. He'll answer when it's time to be answered. Amen. See, we got to stand on our faith. We know he heard us. And he said that he would answer us. See, this is what we stand. Keep our minds on Scripture. When the devil comes with negative things, we're going to remember what God said about it. We know that God is a righteous God and he cannot lie. We know that. So we're not troubled about he hasn't answered yet. It's not time. Not time. He'll be on time. Faith, that's the kind of confidence we got to have in our Father. He'll be on time. Amen. He's a right now God. Even if it's 5 years later, he's a right now God. And this is the confidence that we need to have in our Father. Oh, he's given us a peace. And then he's going to keep our hearts and mind through Christ. You see that's the work of the Holy Ghost. God has given us the Holy Ghost as a comforter and as a helper. And the helper, the Holy Ghost, will bring to our minds the words of God. When the devil wants to bombard us and back us in the corner and just saturate us where we can't think straight, the Holy Ghost has more power than the devil, and he will bring to our minds. Keep your mind on the Lord. You have that perfect peace. Amen. We trust in God. See, that's what the Holy Ghost will do. God, the Holy Ghost, remind us that Jesus said he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He's with us always. And when the scripture, the Holy Ghost brings scripture to mind, it brings joy to our hearts. Then he'll bring to heart what vengeance belongs to God. Amen. And when the Holy Ghost brings these things, it helps us to keep our mind on the Lord. And we don't worry about the enemy. You can't make a person stop lying. Amen. They're going to lie on you. And if you go and try to get it straight, they'll add some more. They won't tell if they're going to make it worse than it was. We need to know that when we give it to God, God will fight for us. That's the kind of God we have. I have the peace of God. Let's look at Colossians, third chapter. Colossians chapter 3. So in Isaiah, the Lord tells us that we are to keep our minds on him. If we're going to have that perfect peace, look at Colossians, the third chapter. Verse 15 says, and the peace of God rule, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Look what the word of God is saying. Let the peace of God control, be in charge, let it rule, let it reign, let it have the authority over, let us have the power that God gives. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Thankful, saints. This is what God wants us to remember. Be thankful that I have the peace of God. Let it rule in our hearts. I'm not going to pick up those things that I have given to God and try to work it out again. I couldn't work it out before. That's why I gave it to him. And I don't know why we think we're going to have some insight and we can work it out now. If God can't work it out, and he can, we sure know we can't. Oh, but we have confidence that our God can work it out. So that 15th verse says, let the peace. Don't fight it. Don't pick it up again. Don't agonize over it. Don't lay in the bed and toss and turn. Amen. Don't wonder what's happening about it. It's in God's hands. Let the peace rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I thank God that I have a Father who hears me. I thank God that I have a Father who can solve any of my problems. See, by our earthly father, there are times they wanted to help us, they were not in a position to help us. But I thank God, our Heavenly Father, he's always in a position to supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I have the peace of God. I don't have to worry about it. God will take care of us. The scripture lets us know that he takes care of the sparrow. He surely will take care of us. Thank God. So we're called in one body, and be ye thankful. All right, he's helping us to continue to let keep our minds on him, to have that perfect peace. Look at verse 16. Verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. As people of God, we need to put God's word, as David said, in our hearts. We need to memorize scripture. There are times when the devil will attack us and you won't have a Bible. And you can't pull out a Bible. And you can't even pull out your cell phone with the Bible on it. You have to have the word of God in your heart. And if it's in your heart, the Holy Ghost will bring it to your mind. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And that's one thing, the word of God, it gives us heavenly wisdom. Amen. Heavenly wisdom. That's the kind of wisdom I want. I want the heavenly wisdom. The Bible says worldly wisdom is devilish. Amen. I want that wisdom that comes from above. And we get wisdom out of God's word. Then it says teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So God has given us how to fight the devil, how to maintain the peace that God has given us, that we are to teach and admonish one another. Sometimes you talk to people and they're going through, we ought to have a word from heaven for them. Amen. It's all right that I've gone through this, but we need to let them know that God promised us he would never leave us. Because that's what we want people to depend on, not my experience. We want them to have an experience with God. We want them to know what God has promised us, that God is with us. God fights our battles. God makes ways. God closes doors. Yes, he does. There are some doors God doesn't want us to go through, and God will close the door. And yet, if a door is closed, I know sometimes we apply for a job. People apply for a job, and you're well qualified for it. But then God close the door and you can't get it. And then sometimes folks start soul searching. Well, I asked God for this job. I don't know why they don't think that if the door was closed, God did it. I want you to think about that for a moment. See, God knows the future. God knows the inner workings of things. Some jobs we can't function as a Christian and do what they want us to do. Sometimes you want a supervisory job, and it's what they'll do sometimes. They'll get you to do the dirty work. There's nothing wrong with that person. It's just that they want to get rid of them. So what do? They put that on you, and you have to go in there and tell a lie. If they're not at fault, then you got to go in there and say what they want you to say. And God doesn't want us to lie. So God closes the door so he won't put you in that position. Most of the time, we folks are worried about, yeah, if I got that position, I'd get more money. Don't you know that God knows our needs? Don't we understand God has promised us that he will supply all our needs? Do we remember that God teaches us that we must be content with such as we have? Don't we know that if there's a need for more money, he will supply it? Our trust must be in God. Not our abilities. I tell you, there's some jobs you think you want, you, but you don't want it. And if God closed the door, you can just charge it to God and say, well, God, that one was not for me. And God will yet take care of you. Some of these jobs, you got headaches. You got folks you got to deal with. Folks don't act right. Sometimes when we get in position, they don't act right. Our own people. Amen. They want us to bend the rules for them. Amen. And then if you don't bend the rules, then they get mad with you. Amen. And then they start acting ugly and do give you grounds to fire them. I don't want to be in that position if God closed the door. Amen. Let somebody else do the dirty work. Amen. I'm to let my light shine. You're to let your light shine. Can I get an amen? That's how God wants us to live. So we have to learn how to charge these things to God. God is in charge of our lives. We're going to have to let God do what God does. And I'm thank God he does a good job. So let the word of Christ dwell, live in you. That's what it means, live in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in Psalms. We got 150 of them in the book of Psalms. And hymns, and some of those hymns that we sing, they have great meaning. Sweet as the day goes by, and pass me not, O gentle Savior. Sweet hour of prayer. Amen. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. There are some psalms that as you read, it will strengthen you. Amen. We are not to seek the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. We are to search the scriptures. We are to go to godly people when we need counseling. You go to ungodly folks, they're going to give you ungodly counsel. They're not going to agree with the word of God. Amen. So God said, don't seek them. See, this is what the scripture will do. God's word gives us guidance. God's word will help us to live a righteous life. Oh, I thank God for his word. So it says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Some of the songs we sing, it just lifts your spirit. It gets our mind off those things that we are seeing all around us, the bad news that comes on the television, the bad news that's in the paper, and the bad news that your neighbor tells you. Oh, when we can steal away. That's another old hymn, steal away. Amen. Thank God that he hears us. Thank God that we have a place of security. Can I get an amen? Oh, see, that's what that peace is about. Peace is about rest and security. And that's what we get from God. We get rest and security. We're secure. We're secure in the Lord. Also, in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Singing to the Lord. So, choir members, when you sing, it's not to impress us. Amen. You're singing to the Lord. When we have devotional service and we're in devotion and the people can sing that song that's on your heart. And it's not to impress us. It's a song you're singing to God. It's singing from the depths of your heart, thanking God for his goodness. Oh, we can tell when there's a difference. You can tell when the choir members and the choir is trying to impress folks. Amen. They sing long and wrong. Thank God for those folks who know that we're not a big choir, but, oh, we're going to give glory to God. God gets in it, and God will bless folks just by the song that he gave you to sing. Can I get an amen? Because they're singing to God. That's what we need to do. All we do, we ought to do to bring honor and glory to our God. For he is so worthy. He is worthy of all our praises. And I thank God and say, so I want to be thankful to God for all that he's done. Grace in your hearts to the Lord. Look at verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Saints, those of us who have the peace of God, God says, and whatever we do, in word, in other words, our words must be seasoned with grace. We must know how to talk to people. Amen. Because we want to bring glory to God. Even though they have wronged us, we're not going to lash out at them. We're not going to give them a tongue lashing. We're not going to put them in their place because we want to bring glory to God. God might use us to be a witness of them. And if we have been beating them down and down, stepping on them, then how are we going to tell them they need Jesus? They don't want to hear what you got to say because you haven't shown Jesus in your life. So we have to watch our words. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. And if God doesn't give you a word, just say, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. Can I get an amen? In some situation, if it's a hostile situation, you don't even have to say that. You just go and pray for them because they'll get mad when you tell them that you're going to pray for them. And some of those evil folks say, I don't want your prayers. They'll tell you. It's something about the devil's children. They speak their mind. But here God is telling us, saints, those of us who have his peace, whatever we do, in word, just imagine Jesus was standing right by you. And if Jesus was standing right by you and you could see him, you'd be on your best behavior. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus is in you. He's not standing by you so as you can see. He lives in us. And if he lives in us, he surely knows what we're saying. Amen. We got to remember who we are. Words, our deeds, our action, how we treat people. We don't treat people the way they treat us unkindly. We don't backbite. Amen. We don't talk about we love Jesus and talk about, well, I don't love sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, and you treat them that way. Now remember, God teaches us in his word that we are to love our enemies. And God says, if he hungers, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. You can't say, well, what he's done to me. God says, if he comes and say, I'm hungry, give him something to eat. And if he's thirsty, give him drink. Amen. Because we are bringing glory to God. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And remember this now. The word of God has assured us. Jesus says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. We sing the song to be like Jesus. Saints, I hope we mean that we got to know how Jesus was so we can do what he did. Love and kindness. Amen. The Bible says he threatened not. When he was reviled, he didn't revile again. We have to have that spirit of Jesus in us. We say we have the Holy Ghost. And if we have the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God in the form of the Holy Ghost lives in his people here on earth. We say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We pray, and you ought to pray, say, Lord, word my mouth. Give me what to say. Amen. So all we do, word, our deed, and let me tell you, there's a body language. There's a body language. You ask somebody to do something for you, and they contort their body and go pull their head and walk away, you know they don't want to do it. They didn't say a word, but their actions spoke very loudly. It spoke volumes. That's a deed. We have to watch how we act. Amen. Amen. Now, let me change that. We got to watch how we live, because we live for God. We're not acting. That's Hollywood. They're the one out there acting, living a lie. We got to live the truth. We got to do what God says. And if Christ is in us, he will cause our disposition to be right. He will cause us to be able to be kind and loving and prayerful. And he will do that. He works in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. When you have God in you, when you have the Holy Ghost, God works in us. He causes us to let our light shine. He causes us to obey his commandments. And then it says, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Think about that for a moment, saints. Every day you're in the world is a day of thanksgiving. And it starts when you realize that God woke you up this morning. It's a thanksgiving. Amen. It's a thanksgiving that God brought us from point A to point B. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Because, you know, if God didn't protect us, we wouldn't be protected. Amen. It's a day of thanksgiving if you got a job. Amen. It's a day of thanksgiving if God has allowed you to live to be a senior citizen. Amen. You can yet praise God. Amen. You can yet thank God. Oh, saints, we got to give thanks to God and the Father. Because I have the peace of God. As I close, let's go to John, the 14th chapter. John chapter 14. Peace I leave with you. Jesus is talking to us. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Again, I want to read that because I want us to understand what wonderful things and wonderful thing God has given and done for us when we said, I have the peace of God. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace. I give unto you, not as the world giveth. And you know, we've heard over in the war zone where these fighting forces, they'll sign a peace agreement and say, we're going to stop fighting at 12 midnight, and then somebody invariably breaks it. Then they start all over again. See, the world give it, and they'll take it back. That's where they are. The world will do this and say, we all right, and then they'll take it back. But look what Jesus says. Not as the world giveth, In other words, when he gives us his peace, we have peace. He's not going to take it back. He said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Then he says, with that in mind, let not your heart be troubled. I'm not going to take my peace back. I'm not going to say, well, you can't have my peace anymore. If he's given us peace, we're going to keep it. Isn't that a blessing, saints? We have the peace of God. Say, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. As I close, we remember when Jesus was on that ship. He was down sleeping, and the waves were tossing and had that boat shaking. And the disciples got afraid, and they came down there and woke him up, said, carest not that thou perish? Well, first of all, let me tell you, if you got Jesus, you won't perish. There was no way that ship was going to capsize, go down. But they were afraid. But look what Jesus did. Jesus went up, and he spoke to that water, and he said, peace, be still. Jesus has given us peace, saints. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. That peace that Jesus has given us, it gives us rest and security. We are secure with the Lord. I have the peace of God. Will everyone please stand? Everyone please stand.